Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Peter speaking.
Okay.
Okay. So, is it fine for you now to use your cell phone?
Yes.
And did you double check my messages?
Yes, I am doing it right now.
Okay. Could you respond me over there so I can quickly
just... Yes, I can.
Perfect.
Actually, I'm just sending you my home. This number I just sent you, so you'll get that, okay? So that was actually the number I told you to call.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Melissa. It's very sweet of you. So what I was saying is that, if you don't mind me asking, is it for, are you not working at this moment or basically?
No, I'm not working at the moment. No.
Okay. Have you applied somewhere? Where there is a requirement
of
treaty?
No, not since COVID. We had our own little business, and then since COVID, I haven't done anything. So my husband's just working, not me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I understand that. See, the thing is that we also provide live sessions for counseling, right? Once we are done with the GED certification exam, there are quite people that we have on board with us who have a lot of experience in this field of study, have done multiple businesses, also did some jobs. So they could just guide you that what would be suitable for you. They are just, 60-plus people. So they have a vast experience that they have done in their career, and they can simply guide you that which job is going to be suitable for you. Let's say if you're connected with this field, then which would be a beneficiary part for you. So that is something that will be a quite benefit for you if you speak to them. And it's free of cost. You're not supposed to pay any charges for that. Once, of course, we are done with this GED exam. So I think that we are almost done with the order processing. Let me quickly get you the cash up details. 1 second. Yes, hold on 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
So at what step did you stuck on when you were registering yourself?
Oh, he was keep asking me, says, be sure to enter your correct information, like on your government ID, and everything was correct, but it wouldn't let me go on. It wouldn't let me push continue when I push okay. It wouldn't go on past that.
Okay, which state are you residing?
West Virginia.
Okay. I think that I've heard few problems over there with few of the clients which were from Virginia, but I'll see. I'll double check what's the issue, because it's something that, the people doing this daily basis here, I think that it's not going to be a problem for them to register. It's a very quick thing. But let's say if we have any issue or if we need any details from your end, I'll just probably let you know and, we'll just sort it out.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. 1 second. I'm just dating you on the finance sheet. Here you go. So I've just sent you the cash stat. You got it?
Let me check here.
On your number, actually.
Okay, so... yeah, I just got the cash. Okay, yes, I just got that.
All right, so just to double check with you, let me just pronounce it for you. It's $ online geeks 626.
626, yes.
Exactly. And also, would you do me a favor? Could you just take a snap of sending the funds and let me know? So I can probably stick it into your order form and get you double confirmation from the finance. At the same time?
You want me to, after I send it, is that what you mean, just like a snapshot of it?
Yes, once it shows that the funds has been sent, do take a screenshot and send it to me, so I'll just forward it to the finance for a quick confirmation.
Okay.
And simultaneously,
okay.
I'll let you know as well.
Okay. Let me add you to this, because I'm not sure how to add people. But
okay, no issues. Take your time. I'm on call with you. If you're stuck at any point, do notify me. I'll just help you out.
Okay. I have to add your number. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to add you in the contact here. Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay. Now, let's see. Okay, what was the title again, did you say? Was it one?
It's 125. Yes, that's right, it's 125. And also, this account is actually registered under the name of Andrew, just so that you can double check before you send the funds.
Oh, you said Andrew?
Yes. Did it just pop up when you put the cash tag?
Okay, it says Andrew. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Andrew or Mandis, I believe.
No, well, that's a different one. Hold on just a minute.
Yeah, sure.
That, it didn't come up with your name, so hold on. I don't know who. I got an Andrea. Hold on just a minute. Let me look.
Yeah, that's correct. If it's popping up as an Andrew, then it's correct. That's our finance associate, so you can just proceed with that.
No, but it's a different name, so it's got a 55 on the end of it.
It's a different name for what?
Okay, let me just click it here.
Is
it spelled A-N-D-R-E-A?
No, it's not that. Could you just send me a screenshot? Why don't I just verify it, and then you can do the payment?
Yeah, because I don't see it. That's, I didn't want to send it to the wrong person. Because you know how it says contacts? Oh, let me go down here. I think I know why. Because it's in something else. Let me go down to your.
Yeah, because it happens, you know, most of the time when I do the transactions, I put the cash tag, whatever I'm purchasing, and there are multiple accounts that are showing up. So, yes, you could get confused in that. But let me just double check, and I'll let you know what's the right account.
Okay, so I put in, I want to make sure I put in your name, too. I actually put in the cash tag there, what you told me to, the online geeks at 626, sorry.
No, it's 626, actually. If you just scroll it down again and you see that, it's $ online geeks 626. That's it.
Yes, okay. It's saying...
that is
okay,
a cash tag, actually, okay?
That's what I put it in. Well, it says, well, who do you want to pay that to? And I put that in there. It said 2, and I put that, what you told me. And I put it says send as cash... let's see, 2.
Mhm. Before you tap that send, do just send me a screenshot.
Yes. Okay.
I can give you a go ahead on that.
Okay. So I'm going to send you where I'm at now. That way you kind of can just look at it and tell me if that's
perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good. That's good.
For
yeah, it's something that you know you're sending money, and it's very good if you double check. It'll just take a few seconds,
okay.
Not more than that.
Okay, I see that. Am I doing
Let
it
me
right?
See. I got it, the screenshot. Hold on 1 second. What it says. Okay, so when you put the cash tag, it doesn't show you any account. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm right there so far. So yeah, am I doing it correctly? Yeah. So it says 2, and I'm going to enter in the cash tag right there, right? Is it correct?
Yeah, I can see that. You were right because I cannot see any account under in this name. Let me see what's going on.
Okay.
I think that, all right, you have put nothing on the cash tag.
See if
why don't you do one thing? Why don't you do one thing? Remove the first two things, the cash tag that you've written. What I guess is that you have also pasted that cash tag onto that. That's the reason it's not giving you a searches on that account. Just copy-paste the cash tag from $ until 6, number 6. So $online gig 626, that's it. And remove the colon as well.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that that's going to work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I see it. Yes, I'm the
so okay,
sorry.
I got you. I got you. Did I?
Yeah, I actually copied it, and when I did, it copied. It copied it.
No issues, no issues.
I'm sorry. Oh,
no problem,
it
no
is.
Problem.
Okay, confirm now. I can confirm that. Okay, I'm so sorry. So,
no problem.
Let me see now.
When I was I started wondering actually that why it's not showing up, because the finance account is working just fine and people are doing transactions in there. So I was thinking that yes, it could be possible that account is not receiving any money because of limitation issues, but the finance said, you know, it's something that wrong at her end because everything is going fine here.
I'm going to send you what I see now and you tell me before I push pay, okay?
Okay. Exactly, yeah, you do that. Please.
Okay.
Definitely, I'll just give you a go ahead.
You tell me if that's right.
No problem.
Okay.
Perfect. Yes, you got it now, didn't you?
Yes. So now you may push pay, right?
Absolutely. You just need to tap on pay, and yes, that's all. Just put the amount 125 and go ahead.
Push pay now. Let's just go in circles. So, okay. Now I will send you the copy of this payment. I see it says push done. So I'm going to send you a copy of that too.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I just sent that to you too.
And it will also, notify you on your messaging app that you have sent the funds to this account. Maybe sometime it asked for a confirmation type yes or something like that. Yeah, it says that you have sent, deposited once. Okay, perfect. So it's been sent from your end. Now it's actually on the finance that they will be receiving it. Once they receive the transaction, it'll be just reflected into our account. So yes, it's that you have done your job. Now it's the finance thing that Chinnaji is going to be doing. Well, I have processed your order, and within the next 15 to 20 minutes, as soon as I get an order of confirmation, I'll notify you for that. And then, as I mentioned to you earlier, that the expert team will contact you. The thing will be followed as same as I just explained you everything. And yes, we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything else I can help you for now, Melissa?
And that'll be all. Thank you.
All right, wonderful talking to you. Please take a good care of yourself.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.